With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Republicans still seeking President Biden's impeachment over his business dealings. Jackie Quinn reports on a letter sent to the president.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has sent the president an invitation to answer questions directly. Comer alleged there's a, quote, yawning gap between the president's public denials of any wrongdoing and evidence assembled by his committee. Comer's been alleging an influence-peddling scheme based on some phone calls and dinner meetings between Joe Biden, before he was president, and his son Hunter and Hunter Biden's business associates. Republicans have yet to produce any evidence that shows the president was directly involved or benefited from his family's businesses while he's in public office. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas. Here's Charles de la Desma.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de la Desma.
It will be a massive effort involving huge cranes at the site of that collapsed highway bridge in Baltimore as crews prepare to begin clearing the wreckage. One crane that can lift 1,000 tons is already on site. A couple of other large cranes are also on their way there. Experts say rebuilding that bridge would be an unbelievable undertaking, taking several years and millions of dollars. This is SRN News. On this Good Friday, Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, who is pastor of the apologetics at Dallas Preston Baptist Church, says that even in 2024, there are still scholars and scientists researching every aspect of life.
Atheist archaeologists in the land of Israel use five books at their archaeological digs. Are you ready for this? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts. Secondly, skeptics. They all agree that the tomb was empty, that the earliest followers of Jesus had, quote, experiences of seeing Jesus physically alive after death. They just are not in a position to say what kind of experiences those were. So even the critics agree the tomb is empty, so Christians should as well.
Jeremiah Johnston's latest book titled Body of Proof. This is SRN News.
At a conference at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says policymakers need to see more good inflation readings before they cut rates.
What we said is that we don't see it as likely to be appropriate that we would begin to reduce interest rates until the committee, the Federal Open Market Committee, is confident that inflation is moving down to 2% on a sustained basis.
Forecasters had expected higher rates to send the U.S. tumbling into recession. Instead, the economy just kept growing, expanding at an annual rate of 2% or more for six straight quarters. The job market, too, remains strong. The unemployment rate has come in below 4% for more than 2 years. Wall Street closed today in observance of Good Friday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.